Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2230. This is how you live to be 103 years old by Bradley Charbonneau of PassTheSourCream.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. This is how you live to be 103 years old by Bradley Charbonneau of PassTheSourCream.com. Creativity in, creativity out. Life needs circulation. Even a car's engine needs to turn, sometimes to turn fast and clean out the gunk that builds up over time. But there's a process, a flow, a circle, a cycle. We have so much input every day. Media, conversations, thoughts, even just taking a walk. It's practically a hurricane of overwhelming sensory data. What's a brain to do with it all? We need an outlet. All of this information is coming in. Think of a garden hose in a bucket, but it never turns off. It just keeps filling, keeps coming in. Pretty quickly, it's going to overflow. Is that then wasted water? What if we could use it, harness it, filter it, and then send it back out as something even more useful? This is how creativity works. We need input to have output. We talk about the blank page and we're going to fill it with words, paint, or a business plan, but we have to have something to work with, something that fills our brains that will fill that page or canvas or sound waves, etc. Is the input just anything that we take in? Is a walk in the park the same for person A as it is for person B? If person A walks in the park and doesn't take anything in, maybe they need less to offload. Maybe there is less circulation of thoughts, ideas, and creativity. If person B walks through the park and takes it in, filters what they want, repels what they don't want, sees things maybe others wouldn't see, and then has an outlet, then it builds a circle, a cycle of thoughts and ideas that are filtered through person B's mind to become something else, something new, something different. Who will you be when you're 103? My dear neighbor Tony is turning 103 in a few days. How many people over, say, 80 do you know who live like this? He lives on his own, no help, no nurse, nobody else. He is in excellent health. In recent years, he's been using a walker, but he gets around fine, especially if it's to show you his art. He works. Sorry, did you catch that? He works. I know 13-year-olds who are too lazy to work. That's 90 years younger. But he doesn't call it work. It's what he loves to do. This is creativity. This is output. He has a sense of humor. I tend to classify older people into glass half full and glass half empty. His cup runneth over. He reads the newspaper, watches movies, and listens to music. This is input. He eats white bread, doesn't drink, and often has frozen TV dinners. If you don't know what a TV dinner is, it's better that way. And he gets at least 8 hours of sleep a night. There are probably other reasons he's reached such a milestone in years. I'm focusing on the fact that he works and gets input. Take a human body or a car engine, take your pick. Both need to move, to turn. They survive and thrive on input and output. Stuff goes in and stuff goes out. The more it moves or turns or cycles, the better. It keeps it clean, healthy, and alive. Creativity needs both input and output. I keep forgetting that you don't know Tony. He's an artist. He's been an artist most of his life, which almost certainly is longer than you've lived your entire life. He paints and he sculpts. He still works. He still draws and sketches and creates new characters. His characters on his canvas come to life. They have names and personalities. Ask him, he'll tell you all about them. But he also has input. Well, most of us have input. We are bombarded by television, screens, audio, video, human interaction, and even nature. But most of us don't have enough output. In my not even close to a medical opinion, we need an outlet for all of that inlet, or things get clogged up, just like your car or your body. I'm not too worried about people's inputs, with the exception of how or what we let in. It's the output that I think we're lacking. It's the output that releases the pressure on the valve, which then again makes room for more to come in. Then the process can keep going. But there's a kicker. Here's the secret. With each cycle, it gets better. We get smarter. We become more accomplished and experienced and knowledgeable. This is experience. This is training. This is who we become. I know you get enough input. How are you doing on the output? You just listened to the post titled, "This is How You Live to Be 103 Years Old" by Bradley Charbonneau of PassTheSourCream.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement, because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Bradley for this one. This is what I aspire to be like his neighbor Tony. Something we often talk about over on one of our other podcasts where we read blogs to you, Optimal Finance Daily, we talk about FI, or FI, which stands for financial independence. Sometimes the whole movement is called FIRE, Financial Independence Retire Early. You'll find some amazing people who are part of that community, or movement if you want to call it that, looking to cut costs, but also make more money, and to grow that gap between income and expenses, then take that gap and invest it in the right places to earn 7 to 10% using index funds. And I love that stuff, it's great. But there's a piece that's often missing. Yes, you can do it and save enough to retire early, but is that the actual goal? Because if so, then what? What is retirement? Is it vacationing? Then for how long? When does that become too much where you just want to go back to your home base? And then what do? Retiring early sounds great on paper, but most older people I know didn't actually want to retire necessarily because they were afraid of losing meaning in life. For Tony, Bradley's neighbor, he's still creating. Maybe art isn't your thing. That's totally fine. Creation could be creating a get-together with friends or family, creating dinner, creating a nice home for a pet, you name it. That's all creation. But the important thing is having some kind of plan for that, because retirement alone doesn't bring happiness. Creation does. So keep creating and outputting, as well as inputting, which is the job of this podcast, really. Have a great day and night, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.